Dictation for Barbara, Kunik, K-U-N-I-K, January 11, 47, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Kunik for chronic kidney disease hypertension last visit in April. A lot of anxiety, depression, crying, some issues at home with medical problems, family member, husband. She also got confused, went to the ALMA office, and today, Monday, we are at Mount Pleasant. That was significant stress, was hearing up, was complaining of feeling lightheaded. However, blood pressure was normal. She denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood, minor dysuria. Looks like recently a urine analysis was done without any blood protein, although was given Cipro. No cultures were obtained. There was no indication for that. There was also prior shingles and exposure to acyclovir, maybe causing some pruritus rash that has resolved. For anxiety, has been taking hydroxyzine as needed. Years back, have seen psychiatrists, psychologists, and apparently was also on antidepressants, but she didn't want to remain on this kind of medication. She can do it herself. There also has been concerns previously about using statins for elevated cholesterol. She was concerned about the kidneys. Other review system is negative. Present medications include Losartan HCTC. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 132/88 on the left side, they weigh 229, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no ralwises, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no carotid bruit, JVD, no gross costal vertebral angle tenderness, overweight of the abdomen, no tender rebound guarding masses, no major peripheral edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 1.3 in July, which is baseline. GFR 44 stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, hemoglobin at 13.4 normal. I review your notes from the office July 15. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, no progression over time, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, blood pressure, fairly well controlled. Continue saying ACE inhibitors and diuretics. Next number, hyperlipidemia. I will not oppose the use of statins. Monitor for symptoms. Risk of rhabdomyolysis is very small. Next number, severe anxiety, depression. We spent a lot of time comforting her, answering questions, addressing issues, recommending to hydroxyzine is more acute symptoms, but she probably needs long-acting medication for anxiety and depression. Encouraged to discuss with you a trusted person, her pastor or priest, a close friend, or going back to psychology, psychiatry. Next number, no evidence of urinary tract infection. Next number, question and rash related to acyclovir. Presently, no active shingle. All issues discussed with the patient, enter dictation,